It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Authorities in Los Angeles say that actor Ryan Phillippe will not face criminal charges in the domestic violence case that resulted in a lawsuit being filed by a former girlfriend. Ryan Phillippe's publicist released a statement flatly denying the account. The statement said, as a staunch advocate for the health, well-being, and equality of women, Ryan is completely devastated that these false allegations have been made and circulated. Kim Kardashian recently talked about how she cheated in high school.
I used to cheat on all of my tests, and we would wear uniforms, so I'd wear this little skirt. I would flip up the skirt and write all of the answers in like washable ink. And what is the teacher gonna do? Ask you to lift up your skirt? Like sexual harassment.
Kind of epic. Jada Pinkett Smith slammed Leah Remini's claims that she's a Scientologist. She said, I am not a Scientologist. I practice human kindness, and I believe that we each have the right to determine what we are and what we are not. No one else can hold that power.
They're practicing something weird. Like, look at how their kids are and all the stuff. Like,
well, I was thinking the same thing. I was like if we need any proof that there's some weird stuff going on in that household, it's through their kids.
Your kids.
Billy Bush and his wife, Sydney Davis, split after nearly 20 years together. The TV host and Davis got married in April 1998 and have three daughters together. The breakup comes nearly 1 year after the leak of Bush's infamous Access Hollywood tape from 2004, in which Donald Trump bragged to him about flirting with a married woman, later identified as Bush's co-host, Nancy O'Dell. Aaron Paul is going to be a dad. The Breaking Bad star and wife Lauren are expecting their first child together.
At first, I thought to myself, hell yeah, bitch.
The actor tweeted the good news, writing, hey everyone, look what I did. Words can't express how excited I am that this little one has entered our lives. Gwyneth Paltrow's lifestyle site, Goop, is selling psychic vampire repellent.
What's the site called?
Goop.
Okay.
For only $30, you get a 3.4-ounce bottle of The Mist, which, quote, uses a combination of gem healing and deeply aromatic therapeutic oils. It's not really for the blood-sucking kind of vampires. Instead, it's used to, quote, banish bad vibes and shield you from the people who may be causing them. But the label literally says vampire repellent. So, I mean, believe what you will. And Marilyn Manson revealed Justin Bieber texted him after he called Justin a piece of blank.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
Last week, Manson revealed Bieber once told him he made the shock rocker relevant again with its repurposed Manson t-shirts. He said Justin texted him and it read, I thought we had a pretty pleasant interaction. Also, if anything wasn't squared away with the t-shirts, I'm so sorry. Anyways, regardless, it kind of stung seeing that I came off as an a-hole or even just was an a-hole. I'm sorry. Justin also said, honestly, I totally thought we hit it off. Again, my bad. If I was an a-hole, that wasn't my intention. I just want you to know that. Manson responded saying the two are cool.
We're cool, bro.
That is the garbage.